Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Karen Armstrong's The Lost Art of Scripture. Sophie, I have to tell you, this book kind of rearranged my brain.
Hey there, Sam.
Yeah, mine too. It's one of those books where you keep putting it down just to sit with an idea. And the title is perfect. We really have lost the art.
Absolutely. The core of her argument is that scripture was never supposed to be a set of literal rules or historical facts. It was always a dynamic, creative art form.
Right.
And she traces this all the way back to the Axial Age, about 900 to 200 BCE. That's when all the major traditions emerged: Confucianism, Buddhism, Judaism, and Greek philosophy. And back then, scripture was oral. It was chanted, performed, experienced.
So it wasn't about silent reading. It was a communal event. The repetition wasn't a flaw. It was a meditative tool. You were supposed to let the words reshape your mind.
Exactly. And she uses this word mythos to describe that kind of truth. It's not about whether something literally happened. It's about whether the story transforms you.
That's the key distinction she makes, mythos versus logos. Logos is our rational, scientific thinking that's great for building bridges. But mythos deals with meaning and purpose.
And the tragedy is, after the Enlightenment, we started treating mythos as if it had to meet the standards of logos. So when people read the Bible and found contradictions or scientific impossibilities, they either rejected it or doubled down on literalism.
Which is what Armstrong calls fundamentalism, a thoroughly modern reaction. It's trying to impose rigid certainty on a terrifyingly complex world.
And she says that's the exact opposite of the ancient art. The ancient sages knew that the ego is the obstacle. So they developed this practice she calls kenosis, self-emptying.
Yeah, that part really got me. She says we read to be right. They read to be transformed. It's about setting aside your own preconceptions and letting the text challenge you.
The parables of Jesus are the perfect example. They're not simple morality tales. They're designed to shock you, to break open your worldview.
Like the Good Samaritan, that story was a total assault on the ethnic and religious prejudices of the people who first heard it. It's not be nice to strangers. It's your whole category of who counts as neighbor is broken.
Exactly. And she shows how every tradition had its own version of this creative interpretation. The rabbis had midrash. They believed the Torah had 70 faces, so there wasn't one right meaning.
That's so freeing. You're not trying to nail down a single answer. You're participating in an endless conversation.
And even the Quran, she points out that the word ayat means signs. The verses are pointers to a deeper reality. Reciting the Quran is a spiritual discipline that reshapes the soul.
So how do we mess this up? She says the word belief itself changed meaning. It used to be about trust and commitment, not intellectual assent to a proposition. Honestly, the part that hit me hardest was when she said we've become like people who own a Stradivarius but use it as a hammer. We have these incredible spiritual tools, and we're just smashing things with them.
But she doesn't just diagnose the problem. She gives a vision of what reading could look like again. What if we approach scripture the way we approach a great poem or a piece of music?
With humility and openness. Not asking, did this really happen? But what does this mean for my life right now?
And the test of a true reading isn't orthodoxy. It's compassion. Does it make you more loving? More aware of suffering? That's the measure.
So my takeaway is this: I want to learn to let the text read me, not the other way around. To stop using it to confirm what I already think.
That is beautiful. And honestly, if you want to go deeper into this idea, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Reading scripture as art, it's not about being right. It's about being changed. We'll see you in the next one.